Blog Talk Radio.
Just for the day I won't pick up, just for the day I don't give up, just for the day I won't pick up, and God I trust I won't pick up, just for the day I won't pick up, just for the day and God I trust, just for the day I won't pick up, and God I trust I don't give up. Yeah, you can go and tell the weed man, he ain't got nothing that I need, man. I ride by that ABC store saying, hey, you won't be seeing me no more. Yeah, you can go and tell the trap boy, yo, it's a rap, boy. You are not welcome in me, casa. You ain't got nothing for me, nada. No matter how hard life hits, I know where my life is. Yo. No matter how hard the crisis, yo, I know who Christ is. Yo. No matter what I won't pick up. Yo. No matter what I won't pick up. No matter what I won't pick up. Yeah. No matter what I won't pick up, just for the day. No matter what I won't pick up.
Welcome, welcome listeners to the Recovery Just for Today show. I'm your host, Lloyd B., with my co-host and father, Lloyd Sr., and we are glad that you have tuned in this evening to the show that is dedicated to those who are in recovery, those who are who may be struggling with addiction, and also we are a resource to family members who have loved ones who may be caught up in the grips of addiction. This is the show where we share our experience, strength, and hope every Monday at 8 p.m., and we coming to you live every Monday from WIN Radio, that stands for We Inspire Network, and, you know, we're just happy to be on the air, and as I said before, I am co-host, my co-host is my father, Lloyd Sr. Would you like to say something to the listeners?
Yes. I want to say a good evening. I want to say that I'm delighted to be back up live with you again on the WIN Network. I'm so very grateful to God that that we survived the blizzard that we had down here on the East Coast, the Hampton Roads area. That was quite a bit of snow we got, but we survived, and we're back up and we're running, and we're wishing everybody a happy and prosperous new year, particularly those who may have decided to have a change for the new year and try sobriety. We're anxious to bring something to you that may be helpful in that endeavor.
Yes, like my father said, you know, happy New Year's, and we are thankful. You know, we're grateful for another year, and we pray that everyone is well. As far as the, you know, I know it was a lot of storms and stuff that went that you know hit up and down, you know, the different areas, and like my father said, you know, they are grateful for, you know, the weather subsiding and things trying to get back to normal. But you know what, you know, I wanted to before we get started, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and have our serenity prayer. We like to start off each show with the serenity prayer, followed by a we start off with a moment of silence, followed by the serenity prayer. And we're going to go ahead and do that, and then we'll get right into the show. So if you would join us for a moment of silence for the still suffering addict and those who may have lost their lives to this addiction, and for the family members who have lost loved ones to this this disease called addiction. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Amen.
You know, this week, what we want to do is we want to start off a new series, and the series is going to be about the types of recovery programs that, you know, that's going to be basically what we're going to be talking about, different types of recovery programs that are available for those who are seeking help. Okay, there are types of programs out there that if a person is ready to, you know, today, say, for instance, like my father said, somebody may be wanting to, they may be sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, and they are ready to, you know, throw in the towel. They're ready to surrender. As we talked about at the end of last year, we talked about surrendering to win. We talked about that at the end of the year, and about how important that was, because that is the first step to even allowing recovery to begin in your life. So somebody may be at that point, you know, today, and they may be saying, you know, well, what do I do? Where do I go? What type of programs are out there for me? You know, where can I go and get help? And so, you know, we want to try to be provide an informative a series of shows about different types of programs that are out there. And, you know, we're going to try to bring forth some resources also for family members, because we, like we said, you know, we like to be a resource for family members of those who are struggling with addiction, because I know as a child, when I was, you know, coming up, I know that my parents had to, you know, find different things when I was, you know, caught up in my addiction and I was living at home. I know that there were many times, I'm pretty sure that my parents, you know, had to find something that, you know, might be beneficial to me to help me in my process, you know. And, you know, I'm pretty sure there were times where they were like, you know, hey, well, what, you know, what's out there? You know, what type of resources are available? And they had to start somewhere. They had to ask somebody, you know, to get the information to where the resources are. So, you know, so this series actually will be helpful to two groups of people: those who are currently seeking help or thinking about getting help; those who are currently seeking help and have made up their mind that, hey, I need help, but I just don't know where to go or what's out there. And also to the parents or loved ones, you may have a spouse, you may have a child that's just saying, hey, you know, they need some help. I don't know what's available. You know, can you help me and give me some ideas, some suggestions? So that's what we're going to do. I do have a short clip to kind of give us a springboard into this. But before I do, did you want to say anything to that, Lloyd Sr.?
Yes, actually I do.
Okay.
I want to thank you for introducing, offering this new piece in this program that we're trying to do. That is very, 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 very needed. And I want to say at the onset, something that I usually say, I know I've said it before, is that before you get into the specific and different types of programs or whatever, what's out there, to make sure to know that there's no one be-all, end-all program. That and when you come out of treatment, if you go to a 30-day treatment program or something of that nature, it's important that you go to as many meetings as you can. And I said this before, and you do that because what you're doing, you're shopping around. You're shopping around to find a program that's going to be tailored to your needs. Again, there, I don't think there is no be-all and end-all program. So what I'm saying is just to make sure you go to, they say 90 meetings in 90 days, and that's for a reason.
Yeah.
That's all big.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of leads into what this clip is about. Before we actually get into the actual main topic that we're going to talk about today, but here it is. Let's get this clip cued. One second here.
Hello, my name is Scott Jones. I'm a certified social worker and a certified researcher as well. Different types of alcohol programs. Detox. Inpatient hospitalization is between 7 to 10 days. The focus is on eliminating all traces of alcohol while at the same time controlling dangerous withdrawal symptoms.
Outpatient alcohol treatment.
Outpatient treatment is a part-time enrollment for moderate alcohol abusers. In outpatient treatment, the client will participate for up to 4 hours of group and individual counseling each and every day, and returning home at night and on weekends.
Inpatient alcohol treatment.
Inpatient treatment is full-time therapy and counseling for heavy alcohol-dependent and addicted individuals. Usually 21 to 45 days of sleeping, eating, and working on interpersonal as well as intrapersonal issues related to alcohol abuse. Cognitive, emotional, and behavioral therapies concentrate on reframing the internal factors that motivate a person to choose alcohol and to seek to provide alternative steps to identifying and solving one's problem. Relapse prevention techniques, substance abuse education classes, practical life skills, and social services are the additional benefits offered by some treatment centers to assist in achieving the goal of long-term sobriety.
Aftercare.
Aftercare involves weekly individual outpatient counseling sessions, which are most frequently used in combination with recovery support groups. Typically, 6 to 12 months of personalized assistance with navigating the difficulties and unfamiliar aspects of living a fulfilling life of sobriety.
Sober living.
Sober living is for individuals requiring a bit more structure and support. Sober living homes may be the ideal arrangement. Adherence to the house rules, nightly curfews, paying rents, no drugs or alcohol are mandatory. Residents must be working or working on continuing their education during the day, and attend support groups, meetings, or community counseling sessions in the evening.
Briefly, before we go to our first break, the only reason I wanted to share that clip, of course, that was speaking about the alcohol recovery programs, but that goes for the types of programs, actually goes treatment programs, actually goes for all types of addictions. And they kind of listed different types of programs that are out there, and we will probably cover most of those, if not all of those, in this series. They talked about the detox, which is very important for some people. That might be where you're at. You may need detox. They talked about outpatient and inpatient type programs, aftercare programs, long-term and short-term programs. These are all of these types of programs are available, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we want to do is I just wanted to put that out there so that you can know kind of where we're going with this thing, and to also to give you a snapshot of what is
mm-hmm.
out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to just be talking about one type of program in this episode, and We'll come back and we'll talk about some other types of programs as we go forward. And this particular type of program might be classified more as an outpatient or a support group type of program,
mm-hmm.
more of a recovery support group type of program.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular program is very similar to AA or NA, different types of programs you may have heard of before, but the program is called the Celebrate Recovery Program. And when we come back from our break, we will delve into what this program is about, and we'll begin to talk about this particular resource, this particular program, as we talk about the types of recovery programs available for those who need help. So just stay with us, and we'll be back after the break.
Sadly, today, most of us know at least one person that suffers from addiction or substance abuse. Addiction does not discriminate. No age, gender, race, or classes of people are immune to the horrors of addiction. This epidemic has ruined families, claimed lives, and left loved ones devastated. Over 100 people die from overdoses daily, and over 20 million Americans suffer from some form of addiction. For this reason, author Lloyd H. Bell Jr. has written the book Clean and Serene. The author is an addictions counselor and recovering addict of over 13 years. He knows and has firsthand experience of being caught in the grips of addiction. Clean and Serene provides experience, strength, and hope for the still suffering addict. It can also be used as a tool in recovery. Whether it is used in a group setting or individually, this book was written to assist in the recovery process and encourage. Integrating inspirational, encouraging, and challenging scriptures, the author has provided a resource that is sure to change lives. If you or someone you know is battling with addiction, this book is for you. If you are in recovery, this is a great resource to add to your toolbox. If you are a group leader or addictions counselor, this is an awesome book for group therapy. Clean and Serene, Scriptural Meditations for Recovery, is available nationwide in both ebook and print. Get your copy or a copy for some you know today from Amazon or Barnes & Noble Bookstore. For less than $10, you can potentially change the life of someone currently paying the high cost of living with an addiction.
Hi, my name is Lloyd B., and I am the host of Recovery Just for Today, which is a show dedicated to those who are struggling with addiction and substance abuse. I host this show with my father, Lloyd B. Sr., and together we come and we share our experience, strength, and hope. Every Monday at 8 p.m., join us as we air live on WIN Radio, which stands for We Inspire Network. If you or your loved one suffers from addiction, or you know someone who is in recovery, please share this information, because you never know when what you have to share may actually save someone's life. Thank you, and God bless. Welcome back, listeners, to the Recovery Just for Today show. Your host, Lloyd B., with my co-host and father, Lloyd Sr., and we are live on WIN Radio. We've been talking about the topic, different types of recovery programs, and this is actually episode one in a series, and we had a clip before the break, kind of went into it gave an overall snapshot of the different types of programs that a person may, that may be available for those who are looking to get help. it mentioned detox, the detox program, which actually helps people when they initially trying to get clean and to begin the process of recovery. Sometimes first you need to get the, you just need to get the alcohol and drugs out your system. You need to dry out, you know. We have to dry out sometimes because we're so saturated with whatever chemicals we've been using. You know, our bodies need a break. And, you know, so to even begin, we need to detox because we can't get, we just can't begin the process in such a state. So then from detox, they you can go into, sometimes they have a inpatient program, which is, you know, can be long-term or short-term. Can be anywhere from 30 days, 28 days, to a year long to more, you know, depending on, you know, what program you need. Then you have the outpatient program when you're not inside of a treatment facility, but you actually have a program that you're working on the outside of a treatment facility. You actually are at home, you report to the treatment facility or the location for your recovery plan. You know, whatever your recovery plan is, if it's, you know, you go to meetings, then that's what you do. You go to support group meetings, you go to counseling, you know, whatever that program or that plan may be has been set up by your treatment team, that's what you do. And then they have sober living houses where you can actually go to a place and there's a lot more structure, you know, and a lot of those places are similar to a program that's called like the Oxford House. And if you look this up, we will get into a lot of this stuff. This is just a brief, we're giving snapshots now because we're going to be talking about a different program, one program in particular. But we just want to give you a snapshot of what's out there. The Sober Living House is where you can actually, you will be living in a house with other recovering addicts, and they actually run the house, and there are strict rules, and it's pretty much self-governed, and it's usually you have to keep certain rules. You may have to keep a job, have to go to meetings to even live in a place like that, and if you are caught using, there's drug tests and stuff like that. And if you're caught using or drinking, you're kicked out immediately. Those are different types of programs. But today, what we're going to be talking about specifically is the program called Celebrate Recovery. And Celebrate Recovery, like I said before the break, can be classified as a support group type program, recovery support group type program. The difference between Celebrate Recovery program and NA and AA or the other anonymous type programs is that the Celebrate Recovery program is actually a Christ-centered program. It is a Christian-based recovery program. And it's based on biblical principles and the 12 steps of the Christian, the 12 steps of the program are based on the principles that you will find in the Bible. This program is different, but it has had some great success with many different people. And before we go forward, I would like to say that, you know, we are not necessarily saying that, you know, that a person has to believe the way we believe to get sober. That's not what we're saying. And we're just actually, what we want to do is we want to provide all of the options that we know, and so that you can go out and be able to make a informed decision. That's all we're trying to do, is we're trying to bring information to you. We're not trying to force anything down your throat, any type of religion, any type of religious program, but we do want to let you know what's out there, because I'm going to say one thing, and then I'm going to let my father kind of say something, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the program. But what I want to say is that I personally have, at some point in my life, gone through every program that I have named. I have named all of the programs I've named, and that was named on the clip. I have went through those programs at some point in my life during active addiction. Every single approach, every single method, every single type of program, inpatient, outpatient, detox, sober living houses, long-term, short-term, Christian-based, non-Christian-based, everything that you can think of, you know, as far as recovery treatment facilities and programs, I have been through, from the ones that treat for just addiction to those that treat for dual diagnosis and also mental health. Okay, so when I come to you and I share these things, I'm sharing a lot of these things from both training and experience. So more so experience when I speak on some of these things, because, you know, that's what we're here to share, is our experience, strength, and hope. So when I'm going to share with you some of the things that are out there, and also want to share with you some of the things that work for me, if that's okay. Okay. So did you have anything to say about that, Lloyd?
Yes. Well, actually, overall, I want to commend you for everything you're doing with this radio program, and in particular tonight, I want to commend you for taking on something that a lot of people probably would be turning off to right now when you talk about religion. But as you say it, we're trying to reach everybody out there. So tonight we're trying to reach those who might be looking for a program that is Christ-centered. And like you said, we're not trying to push anything down anybody's throats, but we're here tonight. We're trying to expose our listening audience to a wide array of things that are out there, and we personally ascribe to the Christ-centered approach to getting better. I haven't been through as many programs as Lloyd has, you know, but I've had my tours of duty, you know, and I can say that this Christ-centered approach works for me. But that you know, it works for me. It may not work for you, but again, we're trying to. If somebody's out there listening tonight, you know, who may be a churchgoer, who may be struggling with alcohol or drugs, you know, or whatever the addiction might be, and you want to stay in church, you want to stay with Christ. This is the program what Lloyd is about ready to introduce. This is the type of program tailor made for you, because it is, as I was looking at the program briefly, it is a program that is Christ-centered, but it's also tailored to the basic principles of the Lord's going to mention this. I don't want to steal your thunder or anything like that, but it's linked to the traditional 12 steps, and I think it's 8 traditions of the AA and NA program. So it's linked together, but it's Christ-centered. So don't tune out. I mean, even if you're not, even if you are agnostic or or if you are atheist or whatever you are, go tune out. Listen, you may hear something that can still help you. But we do want to reach those who may be looking for a Christ-centered program.
Yes, and I appreciate that. We're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna do a little talk. I'm gonna talk a little bit about it, then I'll take another break. But okay, so like I said, the name of the program is called Celebrate Recovery Program. Celebrate Recovery, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna say first off that you can find this particular program. If you go online, you can find it at celebraterecovery.com. That is www.celebraterecovery.com. I'm just going to give you a little bit about it, and you can do your own research, do your own due diligence if you would like, which I would suggest. And basically, the Celebrate Recovery program was founded by Pastor John Baker of Saddleback Church with the purpose of healing any hurts, habits, and hangups, including sex disorders or drug and alcohol addictions, with a Christian 12-step program based on biblical principles. So the Celebrate Recovery program is a Christian-based 12-step program. Okay, I'll repeat that again. Celebrate Recovery is a Christian-based 12-step program. Like Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, Celebrate Recovery group meetings can be located in most cities throughout the United States. Celebrate Recovery is a Christ-centered 12-step program based on biblical principles with the purpose of letting God restore our mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health with his healing power. Through Celebrate Recovery's 12 steps, which uses scriptures from the Bible along with the eight principles, Celebrate Recovery principles, individuals can begin healing and gain freedom from drug addiction, hurts, habits, hang-ups, and many drug rehab centers are adding the Celebrate Recovery approach to their treatment program. Okay, so a couple of key things before we go to break. I want to reiterate emphasize. Okay, this program is a 12-step program. Okay, just like Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous. Difference is, it's based on biblical principles with the purpose of letting God restore our mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health with his healing power. It uses scriptures, it's biblical based, and a lot of the principles of the traditions that they use are based on the Beatitudes that you find in the Bible. Most of us, but many people have heard of the Beatitudes, the Beatitudes, or, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are those, when they despitefully use you, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are the meek, these different things like that. They use these principles as well in the program. And, we'll talk a little bit more about it when we look at their 12 steps and how they use, give you some examples of how they use scriptures and stuff like that. But what I want to say is this, like my father was saying, okay, some people might be like, well, I don't want to hear about no Jesus. I don't want to hear about no scriptures. I don't want to hear about no Bible. I don't want to hear about no Christ. I don't want to hear about that. Okay. That's not what I tuned in for, and we don't want anyone to feel as if we are trying to we don't want to turn anyone away. But at the same time, we don't want to slight anyone as well, because the reason I say that is when I was coming along, I did not know about these programs. I did not know about this program. You know, no one told me about this program. Now, it's been around. I want to say it started back in 1995, probably in 1995. I want to say 1991, and now it's the program is nationwide. But you know, when I was coming up, no one told me about this type of program, and so you know, as someone who was, you know, somewhat a leaning towards, you know, the faith and, you know, things of that nature, if this information was available to me, you know, who knows, you know, I don't know if I would have, you know, gone through what I went through or not, who's to say, but, you know, it would have been good to know that this thing was available back in 1991, but no one told me the point that I'm making. So, you know, there are people out here, like my father said, that there may be a pastor out here right now that may be tuned in who is an addict. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is real. There may be a pastor tuned in right now who is a addict, a sex addict.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does not know that there is a program out there that he can go to that is geared towards his faith.
Yes.
You see?
And that's the point.
And so, you know,
that's fine.
Go ahead.
And that's the point. You're not trying to preach to anybody. You're not trying to convert anybody. You're trying with tonight, you know, you're doing a particular program tonight to reach a certain audience who may be listening. Like you said, there may be a pastor, a lay pastor or a deacon. There could be anybody out there who are having a problem, but they want to remain in church. You know, they want to remain, they want to continue their walk with Christ, but they know they have a problem, but they don't, you know, but they haven't heard of this program. They're afraid to go to the traditional, a different type of, let's say a different type of self-help program a recovery program. You know, they're afraid to go to the traditional one, like the AA and the NA, because, you know, here's an opportunity to hear something like Lord was saying, to hear something that's out here just tailor-made for you. And I go back to what I was saying before, and I hop on this, that is, you've got to find a program that works for you, okay? Whether it's this type of program, a Christ-centered program, or some type of program that's going to offer what you need to get well, you know. So, that's what I wanted to, you know, there probably is somebody listening to us right now who are afraid to go to, again, I hate to use the word traditional program, but somebody who may be listening and say, okay, there is a program. Okay, I think it may be easier for me now, okay? So that's what I wanted to say. I hope that helped you out a little bit.
That's exactly what I was saying, and you know, I agree, because it's, you know, it's information that needs to be heard and needs to be put out there, because like I said, there are people who are struggling because they don't know what's available. And if you don't know it's available, you know what can you do? You know, but if we can come out and we can share some information that might save someone's life, or that's what it's all about. That's what we're here for. And we're gonna take a quick break. It's actually gonna be a very quick break, because we want to get back to this topic and kind of get to the point so we can go to another topic next week. So just stay with us as we take a quick break, okay?
It was like a 24-hour disappearance. You know, it was only like, well, he's been gone 24 hours. And then I would come home. And then it got to be, he's been gone 2 days. And I'm talking about missing persons reports being made. You know, police being called looking for me. It said while using, we lived in another world. We experienced only periodic jolts of reality or self-awareness. It seemed that we were at least two people instead of one. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. We ran around and tried to get our lives together before our next run. Sometimes we could do this very well, but later it was less important and more impossible. In the end, Dr. Jekyll died and Mr. Hyde took over. For a while, it was like I could pull it together. For a while, it was like I could stay, and then I could go, and then I could stay, and then I could go. But after a while, it was like the using became more important, and the stopping became less important. It was a point where I had lost the ability to stop. Even when the money was gone, even when I had been gone 3 or 4 days and 5 days, even when I knew people were looking for me, it was like I lost the ability to stop. And I couldn't stop even when I wanted to stop.
Welcome back, listeners. We are live on the Recovery Just for Today show, and I'm your host Lloyd B with my co-host and father Lloyd Senior, and we've been talking about the topic types of recovery programs, which is actually a series that we're working on. Currently, this is episode number 1, and we're discussing Celebrate Recovery, which is a program that is Christian-based recovery program, and it is the founder of it is called, his name is John Baker, it's been around since early 90s, and it's grown to such a successful program. It was first just used in churches and became a nationwide program used in churches nationwide, to the point to now where it's being added. It's actually being added to the programs and treatment facilities. The program has earned some merit in the recovery treatment arenas. To the point to where it's actually being used in treatment facilities as an option. And like I said, the curriculum is, it is Bible-based. The main thing that it's focused on is healing. Before, as I was reading, it's about allowing it's a 12-step program based on biblical principles with the purpose of letting God restore our mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health with his healing power. So with that being said, Of course, you know, we could go in and talk about, you know, the various 12 steps and how the, you know, how they use and incorporate the scriptures with each 12 step. But what I want to do is I'll read the first three because honestly, the first three steps are vital regardless of which 12-step program you, regardless of which 12-step program you're in. Hear me now. Regardless of which 12-step program you're in, the first three steps are very, very vital because for the simple fact that after you have done these first three steps and you go on to the next steps, after you complete all 12 steps in each 12-step program, you still have to go back to steps 1, 2, and 3 on a constant basis. You have to revisit steps 1, 2, and 3. You have to revisit all the steps at some point in your life because it's we constantly working on ourselves. But steps 1, 2, and 3 are steps that we use, you know, on a daily basis, if you want to say. I'm going to go ahead and with this Celebrate Recovery step 12 steps, and I'm going to also read the scriptures that they actually have just to give you an idea of what it's like and what they're about. Step one, we admit we were powerless over our addictions and compulsive behaviors, that our lives had become unmanageable. Romans 7:18, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to act according to his good purpose. Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God. Romans 12, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Okay? And if you look at it, they're not, the actual 12 steps that they, if you look at these first three steps, is so, so similar to the 12 steps of AA or NA or any of the other 12-step programs that you'll find out there. Save some, you know, there's a couple of them that that you know are completely different, but they are 12-step programs, but they just have different language and different approach. But you know, for the most part, most of the programs that came down from AA, they will use the very similar language, and the first three steps, you know, usually has to do with, you know, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. And you know, that is in this particular program is no different. It starts off with that, and it is you know, undergirded by biblical scriptures. And you know, I want to say one thing, and then I'm gonna hand it off to Lloyd Senior, and to reiterate, and that is that, you know, we're not doing this, you know, because we're not doing this to get any type of points from anybody or to make anybody like us or try to make anybody dislike us, because, you know, one thing about this thing is that, you know, I believe this is this could be some life-saving information for somebody. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't share it. Okay? But, you know, I do know that there are people out here who, you know, one, some people don't want to hear it. You know, some people have been waiting to hear this, you know, because they're like, hey, you know, you guys, you know, I heard you guys were, you know, supposed to be ministers or this and that, and why are you guys only talking about this and that? You know, why aren't y'all talking about that and this? You know, because that is not what this is, okay? That's why we're not talking about that. You know, But right now what we're talking about is Christian-based programs that can be beneficial to somebody who may be listening. Now, people may not like it, but hey, if it can save the life of one person, hey, guess what? We've done what we have been called to do in this hour. Did you have something to say, Lloyd Sr.?
I would compliment you and let you know that that this is spot on. We're not here to this is just one show in the myriad of shows that we're gonna have as we continue. So you know, if this is not your show, don't turn your nose up. You know, you can. I mean, that's a free country. You know, you can turn your nose up to it, you know. Hey, maybe somebody that's in your family may be interested in this type of program. Why don't you go get them and bring them to the radio? They may give them a call, let them know, you know, that there is another program out there. There's a Christ Center program out there, you know. If it's not for you, maybe for somebody else. So again, you know, this is just one show and many of shows to come. And like, I commend Lloyd again for saying what he said. You know, he believes in this, and I believe in it as well. When he called me and told me about what he was going to do, you know, I did tell him that, you know, that they're going to have people who are not going to listen to this, and we understand that, and that's perfectly fine. But we're trying. If we don't reach but one person tonight, then like he said, we feel that we've done what we've been called to do. We believe that heaven rejoices over one sinner who repented. So you know, yeah. If there's somebody out there listening tonight, who again may be the pastor, may be the usher, it may be anybody who wants to continue their walk with Christ, but they didn't know that there was a program out here that buys into the 12-step principle tradition of AA and NA and other recovery programs, but that it is completely tied to is based in the Bible and the power of Christ. And you know, we can beat our heads as a deaf apology. We're not apologizing for it. We're just simply giving out information tonight.
Yeah, and one thing too is another thing is, like you said, you know, if it's not for you, guess what? You know, I was sitting here thinking, and we had talked about this before offline, and that is that, you know, as ministers, you know, there are people who may be listening who can take, you know, say you're listening and, you know, you say, hey, you know, my church doesn't have that, you know, type of program. And you say, you know, hey, I know little Johnny, he got a problem, and sister, you know, Sister Johnson, she got a daughter that's, you know, caught up in them drugs, and you know, Sister Jenkins got a, you know, niece, and you know her niece is, you know, strung out or whatever. But we don't have no program at our church, you know, like that. You know, guess what? There's a curriculum available that can be put into place at your church. It's set up. It's been being used in churches nationwide for years, since way back in 1991. So it's proven. It's a proven thing. It's so much proven that it's being used by professionals in treatment facilities. But it's mainly used in churches all around the world. So it started in the church. It's still in the church. It's Bible-based, and it's addressing a need that's in the church too. This thing, you know, addiction doesn't just stop at the door of the church. It doesn't do that. You know what I'm saying? When people come into the church, guess what? people with addictions come into the church. Y'all hear me out there? Addiction does not stop at the door of the church. It's in your church. So if you are listening and we are talking about this program and you say, hey, guess what? That might be a good program to bring to my church. Guess what? You know, we can help you with that. You know, like I said, we're sharing the information. You know, we're bringing the information to you. You go do your due diligence. You know, CelebrateRecovery.com. Pastor John Baker is the founder of the Celebrate Recovery program. It's a ministry. That's what it's actually a ministry, a recovery ministry. Okay? But it is a program. It's a recovery program. Okay? But it is a ministry that was born out of a church, and it is still going strong to this day. And so, you know, there's curriculum out there. There are devotionals out there. There are trainings on how to start a support group in your church. I just wanted to put that out there. Did you have anything else to say before we get ready to close out? We got a few minutes before we have to close out.
Yeah, I do, because I had a thought. You know, I get those every once in a while. As you were talking, I was thinking to myself. No, seriously, I did. I was thinking to myself, you know, you could start a program in your church, because I think sometimes we think, when we think about addictions, we straightway run to alcohol, drugs, you know, maybe gambling, you know, or maybe sex, or, you know, pornography or something like that, you know. I think we run to that. But, you know, there's other little things that church people struggle with, you know, like, I don't know, telling little lies, or they just can't help themselves. They come to church every Sunday and they hear the word. You know what I mean, Lord? They hear the word. They know the word, but they still struggle with these things. They went. What if they become honest to themselves and come to avail themselves to a program like this? I mean, that's just a thought. You know?
Yeah, and that's that's.
So you know, some people struggle with spending too much money. It doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be what we call the bad addictions, you know. But all addictions are anything that takes you out of control and you know, unmanageable is bad. So all addictions are bad. You know what I'm saying? All of them will eventually lead you to to destruction. But hey, man, you know, I mean, you know, I was just thinking to myself, we sit in church, man, and we have things we struggle with year after year after year after year. What if one day we come? We have a class in the back. So, okay, we're going to deal with this. People are going to, you know, sit down. Because a lot of times, you know, when we're in church, you know, we set up into our own little corners and go into our own little, you know, worlds, and we worship and clap our hands, and we're still struggling. You know?
Yeah. We're down to the wire.
Okay,
we got 60 seconds
like,
left. I agree. And this program that we talked about today is called the Celebrate Recovery Program, and it is not only for drug addiction, for freedom from drug addiction, but also habits and hang-ups, which you were just talking about. Habits and hang-ups. So it's for not just for addictions, but habits, hurts, and hang-ups. So you know, check out this show. We'll do a recap next week, but you know, God bless you, and we're going to go ahead and close out, and we ask that you tune in next week. God bless you.
God bless.
We inspire, network, win. It's not your ordinary radio station. The home of true inspiration. We inspire, network, win. It's not your ordinary radio station. The home of true inspiration. We inspire, network.